Good afternoon, everybody. In session now is the Reedley Planning Commission regular meeting. It's 5:00, 5:01, Thursday, March 21st, 2024. And if you don't have your cell phones on silent, please do so. This meeting will be held in person and may be observed remotely via Zoom at reedley.com livestream.php. Public comment may be made in person or submitted in writing. Members of the public who wish to provide written comments are encouraged to submit their comments to the clerk at laura.friesen@reedley.ca.gov by the close of business one day prior to the start of the meetings to ensure that comments will be available to the commission. Please indicate the agenda item number to which the comment pertains. All right, got that. Okay, Pledge of Allegiance? Commissioner Turner.
Ready, salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner Turner.
You're welcome.
Commissioner Clark?
Here.
Roll call, please.
Sorry.
Here.
Custodio?
Here, I think.
Commissioner Lusania?
Here.
Commissioner Turner?
Here.
Chair Perez?
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Public comment provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the Planning Commission on items of interest to the public with the commission's jurisdiction and which are not already on the agenda this evening. It is a policy of the commission not to answer questions impromptu. Concerns or complaints will be referred to the Community Development Director's office. Speakers should limit their comments to not more than 3 minutes, no more than 10 minutes. Per issue will be allowed. For items which are not on the agenda this evening, members of the public will be provided an opportunity to address the commission as each item is brought for discussion. Is there any issues that anybody wants to talk about? I'm sorry, I'm not sure who you are, so I...
That's okay. I'm not here for public comment. I'm here for the item.
All right, awesome. Okay, so at this time, we close up the public comment portion of the meeting. Under the consent agenda category, recommended course of action for each item is made. Any commissioner may remove an item from the consent agenda in order to discuss change the recommended course of action, and the commission can approve the remainder of the consent agenda. So are there any additions or changes?
Make a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Second?
Second.
Commissioner Turner?
Aye.
Commissioner Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Clark?
Yes.
Commissioner Lusania?
Yes.
Chair Perez?
Yes.
Thank you.
Consent agenda. Minutes of the regular meeting, March 7, 2024, recommended commission approve.
We just took action on that.
I didn't call for it.
That's the, under the consent agenda.
Okay, thank you. Public hearing, consideration of environmental assessment number 2024-01, the general plan amendment, application number 2022-01 pertaining to the 2023-2031 City of Reedley housing element. The resolution number 2024, staff recommends that the Planning Commission take the following action. Recommends that the City Council of the City of Reedley approve environmental assessment number 2024-01, a common sense exception under the state CEQA guideline section 150-61B3. B, recommend that the City Council of the City of Reedley approve general plan amendment application number 2022-01, proposing to amend the city's general plan by inclusion of 2023-2031, housing element as required by the state of law, and Director Horton will take the podium.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair Perez. Members of the commission, Rodney Horton with the Community Development Department. I'm just going to tee this up tonight and then turn it over to City Planner Ellen Moore. So this is typically the time where I'm going to be doing a lot of praising of our consultant team, which is here led by Amy Sinsheimer, and of course, Ellen Moore, who's been the project manager on this. So I'll start out with the positives. We have had a phenomenal working relationship with PlaceWorks. Our goal was to try to get through this process as smooth as possible, and with Amy as our project manager on our consultant team, that has happened. Every step of the way, the city of Reedley has been the first out of the gate, the first to have the draft completed, the first to submit that draft to HCD, and now the first to get conditional compliance. And we're at this point where we're going to hearings, starting with Planning Commission tonight. We look to take commission's recommendation to the City Council at their April 9th meeting. So we're well on our way. You know, we have some of our sister municipalities that are kind of on our heels. But fortunately, going through the process and with the partner that we have in Amy at PlaceWorks, and of course, our fantastic city planner, Ellen Moore, will be there. And so I'm very happy to be here this at this point in the process. And that's about where my level of positivity is gonna end there. What I will say to you is, here is the housing element from 2012. This is before we've had a very busy legislature from Pennsylvania. We call them general assemblies over there. But we had a very busy state legislature over the years that have passed a significant amount of housing laws. So this is, you know, circa 2012. And then, of course, a little later on, Quadnoff did our next cycle. This is cycle, the fourth cycle here. And so you see it gets a little heavier. And then we kind of move on to our current cycle, and then we have the one right before you. So who knows where we will be at the next cycle, but the amount of laws from Sacramento has been quite difficult for our team to really keep up. It's been quite a challenge, and PlaceWorks has been phenomenal to work with to get us at this point. And it still is a continuation. I just had we had our Rotary meeting today, and the guest speaker shared that for this second half of the legislative term, there are over 2,100 bills introduced for this year alone. And we know very well that a significant chunk of them, I won't say most, but a significant chunk has to deal with housing policy. And so that is difficult. That is these policies are starting to become unfunded mandates to cities, and it's quite difficult. Some of the policies contravene themselves so much that it kills the project to even get it off the ground. Some of the regulations in the California Building Code make it almost cumbersome for a developer to build. So on one hand, cities are hearing housing crisis, what have you, the house is on fire, we need to build. And then on the other hand, it's all of this heavy regulations, which makes you know, construction of needed housing difficult to occur. We're starting to see some of our projects, you know, kind of freeze up a little bit on the affordable housing side of things when it comes to all of the financing regulations. We're having to bend over backwards, reprioritize projects, all in hopes that there is some funding available for these projects to get off of the ground and go from paper to actual shovels in the ground. and it has been difficult. So we have this arranged marriage with the state of California, and it is a difficult one, and divorce is not an option. So we're here tonight to really kind of go through this required exercise. But I can tell you that this will not, free up land for development. This will not create or spur additional housing development. All this does is a bean counting exercise that's required by the state of California. And we do not want to get on the other side of the state. The other side could be a lawsuit. You're starting to see HCD aggressively go after cities that are not in compliance. So tonight, before you, is a document that has been vetted through staff with our consultant team. It is something that it is compliant with state law, and that's all we're aiming for. And I'll be 100% honest, out of all the things coming out of my department, this is the one item I'm the least proud of. This is one I would not write home to mom about, but it is something that is required for us to do and not be on the bad side of the state. So we're here. I'm glad that we're at this point. We're the first out of the gate, and we certainly could not have done it without these two here this evening. So at this point, I'm going to turn it over to City Planner Moore for her presentation, and we look forward to the discussion with Commission tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, members of the Planning Commission. Ellen Moore, City Planner with the Community Development Department. I'm not sure how I'm going to follow that presentation, but I'm going to do my very best. So as Rodney has alluded to, Community Director Horton has alluded to, the overall purpose of the housing element update is to identify current and projected housing needs, show locations where housing can be built, and set goals, policies, and programs to meet the community's housing needs. During the fifth cycle housing element, which was the last cycle, most of the cities or most of the jurisdictions in Fresno County came together with the help of Fresno COG and a consultant at that time to do a multi-jurisdictional housing element. So what that means, and we all kind of banded together to do that again for this cycle because it was a pretty successful method. And so what that means is the housing element is a single document, but it's made up of two sections. There's a regional section which describes demographics, housing needs, resources, and constraints at a regional level. And then it also includes individual appendices for each jurisdiction, which goes into more detail about the jurisdiction and identifies the sites inventory for each jurisdiction. So the main foundation of the housing element is the regional housing needs allocation, or RENA, which is essentially the determination of housing need that's issued by HCD. So it is something that HCD brings to Fresno COG, the amount of housing that each jurisdiction needs to accommodate for, and then the COG in turn kind of distributes those units from the county to all of the jurisdictions. And so there is a whole process as to how they are distributed. For example, most of the RENA allocation is in Fresno, the city of Fresno, because it's the largest city in the county, and it's a large population. So that process was done, and then the housing element was kicked off with the help of PlaceWorks, our consultant, and other nonprofit organizations to kind of start with outreach for the housing element. And there's a ton of analysis in here, as the multiple pages can show. So there is a lot of analysis about housing needs and existing conditions and constraints for housing. And so Readly, our RENA allocation, it's kind of duplicative. So the RENA for Readly is 1,463 units, and they are all distributed by different income levels. And so that basically means that the city has to accommodate for 1,463 units of different income levels within city limits. So And we can't obviously build housing, that's not what we do, but we at least have to make available sites by zoning them correctly and having policies and procedures in place that could encourage housing if there was demand for it and if a developer came in and wanted to build something. So this document does, in a sense, kind of set that up by kind of giving Readly a report card of how it's doing and then what it needs to do in order to be compliant with state law. So the sites inventory is included in the document, and currently the city has a surplus of 218 units. So based on zoning and land availability, we can meet our RENA, and by applying the policies that are in this document, we do meet our RENA and are in compliance with state law in that regard, which is good news. So there was an environmental assessment done for this document, and it determined that the project is exempt as a common sense exemption under CEQA guidelines section 15061B3. And the document was also posted on our website for public review for a couple of iterations, and PlaceWorks also submitted for us the actual document, the submittal draft to HCD, and it went to HCD three times. And so the third time, and then there were multiple smaller revisions with in that regard as well. So on February 27th, 2024, we received a letter from HCD stating that the housing element will substantially comply with state housing element law when it is adopted, submitted to, and approved by HCD. So the next step in the process is to present the Readly housing element to the Planning Commission for their consideration, to receive public comment, and to hear your action, and then take that recommendation that the Planning Commission gives us to the City Council on April 9th. And then, so if recommended and if adopted by the City Council, we will have to submit the document back to HCD for formal certification, and they have 90 days to do that. And it would be called a certifying the housing element. So once we get a certified housing element, we are compliance with state law, but based on what's in the document, we've got a lot to do from here. But for now, the first step is to adopt the document if Planning Commission and Council so wishes. So with that, I did want to give a big shout out to Amy Sinchheimer again from PlaceWorks. She's here to answer any technical questions that the commission has on the document, but staff is also here to answer any questions. And that concludes my presentation. Thank you.
Any questions for Ellen?
I do. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the mapping elements throughout this.
Yeah.
Did we not, because I see the city limits do not include the Otani property, which I thought we had a housing plan for. So is there a purpose for that, or has that not been incorporated into the city limits yet?
Yeah, at the time that the document was being developed, it was not in the city limits. So that's why it was not included there. Okay.
But that's going to probably be above moderate or moderate income housing, correct?
Likely, yes, about 11 acres, if I'm not mistaken.
So would that be on the seventh cycle, I guess we see?
It could potentially be. And in terms of, I mean, if we had to kind of, if we wanted to add more of a, like have an extra surplus, we could potentially add that or something of that nature. But as far as we, quite frankly, we don't actually need that with, to meet RENA at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? We good?
Okay. So we're ready to vote on this?
Okay. If, no if other you presentations? So wish, yep.
Okay. So we'll, if we have no further questions from the commission, I throw it out. This is a public hearing to the audience and see if there's any comments or questions. If not, we will close out a portion of the public hearing. Okay. So now, consideration of environmental assessment number 2024-01 and general plan amendment application 2022-1 pertaining to 2023 through 2031 city
Reedley Housing Element through Resolution Number 2024-07. Staff recommends that the Planning Commission take the following action. Will include, inclusive will be A and B, so I ask for your wishes.
I'll motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay. Call for the question.
Commissioner Luzania?
Yes.
Commissioner Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Clark?
Yes.
Commissioner Turner?
Yes.
Chair Perez?
Yes.
Thank you.
A resolution passed 5-0. Thank you, Commission.
Yes.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you for, I mean, this is amazing. I mean,
yeah, it's.
I'm just like, oh, I wouldn't be able to do that. So thank you. Thank you.
We can keep these, right?
If you want, yeah.
Well, they've been, it's honestly, for my job, it's helpful because we do look at poverty and this really did kind of dig down a little bit deeper for us by census track.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, if you'd like.
I can use it as reference.
Mm-hmm. That works, yeah. And it, yeah, if anyone doesn't want it, I don't know why you wouldn't not want it. But we'll recycle those for city council, but you are welcome to keep them.
Yeah, I'm not going to give mine to city council.
And if you keep them, we'll just send an invoice to you.
There you go.
So you sit in my office in the county.
Thank you for all the hard work. I commend
staff
and Director Horton. Having worked on a housing element myself back in 2008, it's mind-blowing what you had to go through now, as I know what went through then. So it's I really do commend all of you for getting us through the process and being first.
Yeah. Right. That's you.
We're number one.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Amen. All right. So brings us to number three, director's report.
So I am going to do the commission a favor. I'm going to give you the gift of time. And the only thing I'm going to report out, because I know the last meeting was very lengthy, and I'll make sure you all get a copy of this, but Reedley College is doing their farmer's market again.
Yeah.
And that's going to go from April 4th to June 6th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
in Lot B, which is right there on the Manning Avenue entrance. And so that's going to be really great. And I have copies here for the commission, and I'll also email this around to everyone so you have it in your emails. Please feel free to share with your friends and neighbors, and we hope to see you all there, you know, getting some fresh produce and tacos. And I'll give you all the gift of time by not going on. Last meeting was very long, and so, I'll shut up.
Well, can I ask you about that? I mean, association with that is Fresno Eats, right? Fresno Street Eats?
Yes.
Are they coming back to Reedley?
Yes, they're coming back.
Okay, so they're going to mean at the end of the month.
Yes. So they're still, even though the farmer's market is still going on, we will still have Reedley Street Eats, and in which case I should also tell everyone that the next one will be next Friday.
The
29th from 5 to 9, and we'll have a DJ, there'll be a beer garden, and we're looking at roughly 15 food trucks out there.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a nice day, too.
Yes. So it's going to be a great time. I hope to see everyone out.
Yeah, good weather, too. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I just have one question, Director Horton, and I forgot to ask it last time, but the retailer that was going to go into that Save Mart Center, is that still on the books?
I'm trying to think which.
DD.
Oh, DD's.
I don't recall any discussion about that.
Yeah.
Oh. There was notice.
Yeah, there was. Yeah. Would you like to adjourn?
Yeah. Perhaps we should adjourn the meeting for
okie dokie.
So are we still not scheduling any items at this time for the April meeting?
At this time, we're going to give everyone a break, and so there will be no meetings in April. So I give you additional gift of time, and then we'll bring everybody.
That last meeting is really going.
Possibly May 2nd, but we're looking more at May 16th as the next meeting.
Oh,
I was going to say, I'm not going to be here May 2nd.
Okay. Oh, it'll definitely be the 16th then.
I won't be okay. here this
week. We need to make sure.
We need a quorum.
Our chairman emeritus is here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Okay, commissioners, is there anything else you'd like to discuss tonight?
No. Thank you.
Okay, this meeting is now adjourned.